Well, Jacques Herringer is back for his annual visit here. He is the chef owner of L'Auberge Chez François, which has to be one of the longest term, longest standing, longest everything restaurants.
Are you suggesting I'm old, sir?
No,
you are old.
But your restaurant
You
is.
Are old. Well, why is that person helping you move your mouth? L'Auberge has been around since the French and Indian War when Benjamin...
I remember Benjamin.
Benjamin. Really?
So does David.
The restaurant... Shut up, one of the phrases I'm...
That's the word you said we couldn't use.
Oh, right. Darn, I've done it again. All right, so let's... I mean, the restaurant is celebrating its 60th
anniversary.
Let's call it a birthday.
In 2014.
Right.
It's amazing.
Next September, actually.
You got a lot of stuff planned between now and then.
And we're going to have a lot of activities. A new cookbook, a new edition of the...
Called
Chez
what?
The Chez François cookbook 60th anniversary.
Clever.
Very, I mean...
Très clever.
Mais c'est formidable. Yes, the French accent is only for the paying customers.
Okay. Mon Dieu,
that's
mon
why
ami.
I'm not using it with you.
Okay. That's fine. But 60 years for a restaurant.
It's a long time.
It's incredible.
Papa started the business in 54 in Washington, approximately where Equinox is now.
They
tore down the whole block in 1975, and Papa always wanted to do a country inn because when he was an apprentice in Alsace, in Kaisersberg, which is the town that Albert Schweitzer was born in.
Everybody knows that, John.
And he always wanted to do the country inn thing, and when they tore down the whole block, actually, we moved. He found a little country store in Great Falls, you know, Hams.
I heard that Ellen Gray actually operated the wrecking ball to get rid of him.
It's possible.
Leave poor Ellen alone.
Yeah. And so we opened in 1976. I was 10 then.
Mm-hmm.
Would you believe 12, David?
I wouldn't even
Help
believe
me
10.
Out, would you? Oh, you brute. And we've been going strong ever since. Our 40th anniversary in Great Falls will be in April.
Mm-hmm.
And then our 60th anniversary overall will be in September of 2014.
And you have a ton of stuff. This is our segue to turn you loose.
Well, yeah. I mean, before we talk about all the things that you're going to be doing to celebrate... How do you answer that question? Like, how do you have that staying power? I mean, given all that's going on in D.C. with all the new restaurants and everything, and it's exploding, I mean, you're able to still maintain and stay at the top. How do you think that happens?
And I want to thank the users of Open Table who just made us a number one for special occasion and number one overall. So we're humbled, and after 60 years, we think we're still at the top of our game, and we're going to continue to do that. You know, everyone talks about, well, new and exciting and changing the menu. And we've done a few new things, and we're certainly doing local. Actually, I have a very large garden in the back, which we're going to triple next year. For 2 months this past summer, I didn't buy a single tomato. They were all out of our garden.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having fun with that. I think that our core menu has to stay the same. When Papa passed away 3 years ago, I said, oh, I'm going to do these changes, and found out that people – did not want all of these changes, that they come out and celebrate their anniversary or their birthday. We're a special occasion restaurant, and they wanted the same dish. And I know sometimes the writers go, well, it's the same old thing, but our customers want a core menu. And I know I worked at L'Auberge de Lille, for instance, in Alsace, and they keep their core menu. You do new things, you do more seasonal things, but people come to celebrate and want that. And I think we all go to restaurants sometimes because we enjoyed a certain thing the last time we were there, and that's what we want. I mean,
right.
I can't tell people that they've got to eat the new thing that I want to have.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to balance the two, and we've opened a brasserie downstairs, which is like a Wienstube in Alsace. We're actually the original
Wienstube.
That comes from when the Germans ran Alsace.
Well, Alsace, of course, they speak one of the five major German dialects. I mean, Alsace was autonomous for many years, a large Jewish community, Mennonites. All the Mennonites in Virginia, for instance, they speak Alsatian.
Oh, is that true?
Because people who were persecuted all over Europe came to Alsace.
Hmm.
Goethe.
Only to be rolled over by the Tsars, by the Kaiser.
That was later.
This is a food show, not a history show.
Yes, I mean,
let's not go there.
I'm getting bored. Oh, let's invade Alsace.
Well, because the food's so good.
Where do you want to go to eat?
Our cousins across the Rhine periodically come over
to visit
and say hello.
And they stay forever, right? So we got, we're going to take a break in a second. When we come back, we're going to like click the switch and you can talk. You got a lot of cool events coming up we want to talk about, all right?
Great
to
have
you. This is David and Nikki Nellis for Foodie and the Beast. We'll be back in just a sec.
Legal.
Hey, we're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis, and Jacques Herringer is here. He's our regular guest, chef owner of L'Auberge Chez François, mm-hmm. and they're celebrating their 60th anniversary. He doesn't look a day over 15. But then again, my glasses are dirty. So yeah, you're speechless. That's the first time.
I love it.
Took me
speechless.
A couple of years. I'm going to come
here more often, and you probably think it's for your compliments, but all this booze in the morning is so wonderful.
It's to see my wife. I know what's up.
We bring in a varied crew, and
scotch is not just for breakfast anymore.
No, not anymore.
Right.
All right, so we
it's
got
for
about
lunch
3 minutes.
And dinner, too.
Right. I'm going to hit the switch and let you talk about all these special events coming up for the anniversary, because there's a lot going on in the wine festival and sea lovers.
This year, right, well, to finish out this year, because we're getting ready for the holidays, it takes my crew 6 weeks to put up all the lights. All the Christmas.
Does it really?
It does. And you know when we turn on the lights, there's a brownout in the rest of Great Falls, and that's only to get them to come to the brasserie now because they can't cook at home.
Yeah.
Right.
We save ourselves the trouble. We're Jewish. We don't put up the lights.
I assume the holiday season is very big for you, but you do have these wine dinners coming up. Let's talk about a couple
of them. Next week, we have a new sommelier, Alex mm-hmm. Bradsley, and he has started a series of wine dinners, which we've done. We do a lot of wine dinners and cooking demonstrations. And he's doing the Taste of the Far Sonoma Coast.
Okay.
Which is next week. It's the 13th, actually. And I didn't even know that appellation
Isn't that Hawaii?
Existed. No, actually, it's over 1,200 feet. It has to be over 950 feet because you have the fog belt in northern Sonoma.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some very interesting, especially the Pinot Noirs and some of the Burgundian style from that. So we're going to have, Alex is going to be talking about that next week. Next Saturday, I'm doing my annual Hunter's Feast.
Okay.
Where we're going to do the venison and hunting. I'm a big hunter. I enjoy going out and doing that. I know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know.
What do you mean?
I know. I'm also.
I love Bambi.
I'm a contributor to Wildfowl magazine, so every issue we do duck and goose recipes and all that sort of thing. We have lots of fun with that. I mean, I know it's not totally PC.
But people eat it. I mean, I love venison. How do you think somebody gets it?
Venison is an aphrodisiac.
Oh, get me some venison.
Absolutely.
Goodbye, Bambi.
I look like I need help.
Eating wild makes you wild. I think you must have had some for breakfast.
We have five children. How much more wild do we have to get?
You guys need to get cable. So there's something else to do in the evening.
That's it. No more procreating.
All right, so you got a seafood lovers cooking demo.
We have a seafood lovers cooking demo. Thanksgiving, Seafood Lovers Thanksgiving, which mm-hmm. is coming up on the 23rd. Mm-hmm. In December, we always do our annual holiday cooking demonstration. I know you're going to hear the same old jokes from moi.
Okay.
But we have a lot of fun. Yes, that's moi in French, right. And then next year, starting in January, we're going to do lots of events, maybe some nostalgic stuff for the old menu from downtown, mm-hmm. some of the original wines, if we can find some of the vintages. And then throughout 2014, we're going to be celebrating 60 years. Again, not many places, especially owned by the same family, have been around for 60 years.
Absolutely. So will you pull some menus throughout the year? We're going to do some menus.
And we're going to do, again, as Moosewood, we're going to do some favorites
mm-hmm.
and hopefully pair it up with some of the vintages, although it's going to be a stretch. But we have a few old. Papa socked away a few bottles downstairs.
Thanks for bringing them today.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. And you're invited to come to some of the classes.
Oh, well, thank you
very much. Do it.
All right. So tell people where they can find you. And as you are rolling out what you're going to do to celebrate your 60 years, you'll please keep us posted with what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Right?
Okay, you can go to L'AubergeChezFrançois.com or easier, chefjacques.com.
And if you can't spell either of those, don't bother.
Good luck.
Stay home. Stay home, you Americans.
And if you'll sign up for the the email list. You won't get a lot of emails from us, but our monthly newsletter, which is almost always late. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it'll give you all the information about our the new cookbook, the events. We're starting. Actually, we have a fire pit that we're instituting next week outside in the brasserie. The new garden.
Look at people, you, son. People. I love what, you know, it occurred to me when Nikki said, tell people where you are after 60 years. I think they know, don't they?
Well, hopefully.
You know,
there's new people in town.
We are blessed that we've been here that long, and we're having fun with it. Some days you go, oh, my, what am I, crazy in the morning here? But it's wonderful that you go out in the dining room and you see, last night we had almost 300 people and having a good time. And
stop bragging.
It's satisfying.
No, I bet it is.
We're still busy.
All right.
That's how it should be.
What those young bucks are doing downtown, I have no clue.
Those young bucks. Those youngsters.
Killing it, too. Everybody should kill it.
All right. Everybody go to La Berge Chez Francois for all the 60th anniversary celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, Courtney, let's get back to you. And